I'm Ray Eppert, and this is Ray Eppert on Politics, where we discuss current events, things that are going on in the political world, and we talk about what I call common sense rules for government. Because if there's one thing that seems to be missing in governmental policies and approaches to it, it is common sense, I think. And anything we're talking about isn't really deep. That's just not me. I'm not that guy. But with it, there are some basic principles that really have to be in the forefront of our minds, especially where we are as a nation right now. We are divided more than we've ever been. The sides that are involved, it is much more of an adversarial role now. It is much more emotional. It is much more deep-seated in the approach. All of those things prevent us from getting to a healthy solution. And I'm not here to prove I'm right. I'm not here to prove somebody else is wrong. I just would like America to be in a good place. I would like us to be a healthy nation. And right now, we're not a healthy nation on a lot of fronts. And with that, there's a concept that I want to talk about today. I was actually speaking with some other people about it earlier in the week, that you've probably heard the story of the college professor that had the glass jar or beaker sitting there on his table, and he put these rocks in it till, you know, it was basically full. And he looked at the students and he said, "All right, is it full?" They said, "Yes." So then he pulls up a container that has some gravel in it, smaller pebbles and so forth. Well, he begins to pour those into the container as well, and those move in, down, and around into the crevices and the spaces between the larger rocks. And he said, "Is it full now?" And so they were kind of catching on and said, "No, it's not full." So he reaches down, he gets a container of sand and begins to pour sand in. And at that point, that sand begins to go into the even smaller spaces and crevices in between the large rocks and the pebbles and the gravel. And so he fills that up to the top, and he says, "Is it full?" And they said, "No." So then he reaches down, he pulls up a container of water, begins to pour the water in until it reaches the brim of the container. And he said, "So what is the lesson here?" And they said, "Well, you can always fit more in." And he said, "Well, no, not really." He said, "The lesson here is you got to put the big rocks in first. If you don't put the big rocks in first, you're not getting all of this in. You can't fill it up with water, then try to put. You're just going to have a mess when you do that." And you see, if we're wanting to have a better America, if we're wanting to have a better situation in our country, the way we have to go about that is we've got to put the big rocks in first. We got to look at the big principles. You know, the founding fathers, you know, they weren't perfect people, but America was founded on large ideas. It was founded on big concepts. And if you would, the only way that we can bring America to a place again that we have peace amongst us is for us to go to those big ideas, to go to those big concepts, and then begin to pursue those. Because as long as we keep parsing out syllables and words and dissecting this approach and that approach, all we're ever going to do is pull together more evidence to prove we're right and everybody else is wrong. And at that point, it does not end up taking us to a good place. And now, my personal opinion, you can call me a conspiracy theorist if you want, but if you don't believe in conspiracies, then you're the one that's getting fooled, because all throughout history, there have been conspiracies for a whole pile of things, a lot of things. And if you don't think people have ideas about ways to do things, then you're the one that's naive. Now, we don't need to be stretching at these at wild ideas. But at the same time, if you don't think that people of power have ideas about how to keep their power, if you think that people of wealth don't consider ways to ensure that they and their families retain their wealth and maintain a cushion between them and everybody else, if you don't think those thoughts go through people's minds, then you're the one that's naive, not the person that is believing in a conspiracy theory. You know, that conspiracy theory is almost like, in all honesty, it's almost like racism, right? No, that's just a conspiracy theory. And therefore, it's totally discredited. No, you've got to understand, people have agendas. And like one a comedian said one time, he said, just because you're not paranoid doesn't mean that everyone's not after you. And so anyway, let's take a break at this point and we'll come back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for a place where your kids can play competitive sports in a positive environment? If so, check out ACT Sports. They offer a variety of recreational and travel sports year-round for ages 6 to 18. For more information, visit them at playactsports.com. That's playactsports.com. ACT Sports, equipping athletes to soar.
Beverly Hawkins at Klein May Realty has been part of the real estate industry since 1994, having been licensed in several states, including Maryland, Florida, Tennessee, and Virginia. Beverly brings a wealth of knowledge and understanding to your real estate experience. Contact Beverly Hawkins for all your real estate needs at 540-609-4669 or email beverly.hawkins@kleinmay.com.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977, producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at augustaseed.com or call 540-255-5903.
Nance Pest Control, your source for pest control, water treatment, mold and mildew remediation, and home inspections. You can trust their licensed and trained professionals. They also do crawl space encapsulation. Do you know what's in your crawl space? Contact Nance Pest Control at 540-337-7100 or find them on the web at nancepestcontrol.net.
We're back, and today we're talking about some big rocks, and especially there's one concept that we need to understand, I think, to really realize what's happening in some situations. Like a recent current event, the Supreme Court, by a 5-4 margin, struck down some of Governor Cuomo of New York's COVID restrictions. And at that point, there were some debates back and forth. And the sad part of it is, as I'm reading the majority of the opinions on why it should have been, why it shouldn't have been, at that point, in all honesty, the only people that I thought got it were the justices that voted it down. Everything else went into, well, should it be this or should it be that? The five that voted down and rejected his restrictions basically identified a jurisdiction. You see, the Constitution of the United States identifies five basic, and by basic, I mean extremely basic. You take, well, like one of the jurisdictions, it identifies five basic jurisdictions. One of the jurisdictions is civil government. Well, in civil government, you have federal, you have state, you have local. Even within the federal government, you have the legislative, you have the judicial, you have the executive. All of these are jurisdictions within the civil government. But if you would, the concept is that there is a jurisdiction of civil government. But the Constitution, and I would say specifically the Bill of Rights, recognizes additional jurisdictions. And when it comes down to what should happen, if you're not factoring in the concept of jurisdictions, that big rock of jurisdictions, because ultimately all of your freedoms, all of your liberties, all of your rights are determined by your jurisdiction. You see, let me just give you an example. There's been a lot of talk over the last while about health care being a right. And I've heard other things. Well, this is a right, that's a right. Well, there's just one problem with expanding these rights into these different things, and that is they're not rights. Rights are tied to jurisdictions. You see, a jurisdiction is a scope of authority. You see, let's take like law enforcement. Augusta County law enforcement has a jurisdiction. Stanton City law enforcement has a jurisdiction. Rockingham law enforcement has a jurisdiction. State police have a jurisdiction. And the thing of it is, Augusta County cannot go into areas that are not in their jurisdiction without permission, without being granted. And then it's purely in a supportive role. You see, rights are tied to authority. Rights are tied to authority. It's tied to a jurisdiction. Your jurisdiction is what gives you authority. See, Augusta County law enforcement has authority in Augusta County because it's their jurisdiction. Outside of their jurisdiction, they don't have that same authority. And as such, they have a right to enforce the law within their jurisdiction. Outside of their jurisdiction, they do not have that right. Rights are tied to authority, and authority is tied to jurisdiction. Now, so with that, we're familiar with civil government. And the sad part of it is we've kind of been given this concept that the federal government is the supreme authority. But when our government was founded, the founders did not recognize the government as the supreme authority. They recognized it as one of five jurisdictions. And as such, the civil government has jurisdictions. We refer to it primarily today as limited government. Well, why is it limited? Because it's limited in its jurisdiction. It does not have jurisdiction over all areas of life. Now, people tend to think because it's the government, then they do have authority over everything. No, that's the whole concept, again, of limited government. It doesn't have it. When Governor Cuomo instituted those restrictions, he violated another jurisdiction. He stepped out of the authority of civil government and stepped into the jurisdiction of religion. And at that point, let me go ahead and give you the five primary or basic jurisdictions that our Constitution recognizes. First, it recognizes the individual. Why does it recognize the individual? Because you have an individual responsibility for your choices and your decisions. You don't go to jail for what somebody else did, but if you did it, you're subject to it. I'm talking about in a perfect world, that's the way it's supposed to happen. You have to stand for your own stuff. You have that responsibility. Freedom of speech is one of the primary expressions of that individual jurisdiction. See, my mouth is my mouth. I am personally responsible for what I say. At that point, if you would, in them putting in the Bill of Rights, is that people have freedom of speech. That means the government does not have jurisdiction over speech unless it steps into a boundary. See, like if you are in a theater and you yell fire, well, you're creating a panic. It can hurt people. And at that point, that is punishable because there you're infringing upon their right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You're invading that. You're adversely affecting that because you did something that was not proper. And so there are limits on it. Liberty is freedom within a framework. Now, so individual is one jurisdiction. The second jurisdiction is the family. The family. And particularly, let's look at the home. One of the reasons why that in the Fourth Amendment, it talks about there will be no unreasonable searches and seizure. In other words, your home is not under the jurisdiction of the government. In other words, they're not the final authority about your house. That's why when some of the politicians issue things about how many people you can have at your house, they don't have jurisdiction over your house. They don't have it because their jurisdiction basically really ends at your property line unless they are able to get a just cause. You see, at that point, a lot of times we don't recognize that the government, the way our Constitution was set up, that identified a jurisdiction. You have authority there. Now, at that point, should they and can they give warnings and counsel and advice about what you should do and your well-being? Oh, absolutely. They should do that. But that's what they should do as opposed to trying to extend their jurisdiction into your jurisdiction. See, that's where they become wrong. It's not necessarily that what they're saying is a bad idea. It's not about whether the idea is good or bad, but that's where people are. Well, is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? Well, that's a whole different topic. There's actually two topics there. One, do they have the jurisdiction? Secondly, is it a good or a bad idea? Those have to be assessed separately. They have to be assessed separately. And see, these are big rocks. These are big rocks. The third one, the third jurisdiction, we see it found also in the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. In other words, the founding fathers said that religion and faith is outside of civil government's jurisdiction. Now, if somebody is abusing somebody, and obviously we've heard all the stuff in the news, then at that point, that control of the jurisdiction is temporarily suspended because you're not supposed to take someone else's life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. You don't invade their jurisdiction. But at that point, they established a separate jurisdiction for faith, not just for Christianity. James Madison, who's kind of known as the father of the Constitution, he talked about how that, and actually now I'm trying to remember for sure if it was James Madison or if it was John Adams, but anyway, one of the two of them basically said that when all people of all religions have freedom of conscience and liberty, economic freedom, economic liberty, when all people and people of all religions have that, then our country will be improved and bettered by that. And you see, with that, it wasn't Christianity as opposed, but in reality, it was their concept of Christianity that gave liberty to other religions. And you see, at that point, with Governor Cuomo, him starting to restrict churches separately and differently, even to the thing of what's essential, what's not essential. There's a lot of things with that that, in all honesty, the problem isn't whether that's a good idea or a bad idea. That's a separate discussion. The bottom line is, he doesn't have the jurisdiction. He doesn't have the jurisdiction to do that. The Constitution establishes five basic jurisdictions, and they are not to be overstepped by anyone. And that includes civil government stepping into things that belong to the individual, things that belong to the family, or things that actually belong to matters of faith. Well, we'll pause here because there's so much to be said along this line, and we'll look at some more current issues because there's a lot of things coming down the pike that we'll be dealing with over the next several weeks that you just need to know. We need to understand what the real discussion needs to be. We need to understand we got to put in the big rocks first. That's the only way that we can solve the issues. See you in a couple minutes.
Beverly Hawkins at Klein May Realty has been part of the real estate industry since 1994, having been licensed in several states, including Maryland, Florida, Tennessee, and Virginia. Beverly brings a wealth of knowledge and understanding to your real estate experience. Contact Beverly Hawkins for all your real estate needs at 540-609-4669 or email beverly.hawkins@kleinmay.com.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977, producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at augustaseed.com or call 540-255-5903.
Nance Pest Control, your source for pest control, water treatment, mold and mildew remediation, and home inspections. You can trust their licensed and trained professionals. They also do crawl space encapsulation. Do you know what's in your crawl space? Contact Nance Pest Control at 540-337-7100 or find them on the web at nancepestcontrol.net.
Are you looking for a place where your kids can play competitive sports in a positive environment? If so, check out ACT Sports. They offer a variety of recreational and travel sports year-round for ages 6 to 18. For more information, visit them at playactsports.com. That's playactsports.com. ACT Sports, equipping athletes to soar.
Ready, we're back. And we've been talking about big rocks today, that you got to put the big rocks in first. And that really when it comes to liberty and the proper functioning, because so many people are saying, well, you know, our system's just not working. Well, it's not that there's a problem with the system. It's a problem about how we're using the system. Again, going back to the story about the professor put in the big rocks, then he put in the gravels, then he put in the sand, he put in the water. You see, at that point, if you try to put in the water and the sand and the gravels, then the big rocks, it's not going to work. You're going to have a problem. The problem is in how you're approaching it at that point. And so with this, we have to put the big ideas in first. We have to start with that. You see, one of the biggest parts of our problem right now in the United States is that with us being so divided, largely we are getting away from the big concepts that this country was founded on. You know, so far, you know, with our first rule, which is you've got to have principles. And those principles for a nation need to be equality, liberty, and justice. I have not found anyone so far who is opposed to those. No matter what their political persuasion is, no one is opposed to those. If we are going to heal our land, if we're going to have America come to a place that is a place that we're good, we're happy, we have a positive feeling about how things are going, the direction and what's happening. If we're going to do that, we have to go back to the big rocks. We can't just get into all the little nitty-bitty details at this point. Now, we have to address things, but the bottom line is we got to put in the big rocks first. And one of the huge things, as we said earlier, is we have to understand jurisdictions. Our Constitution, specifically in the Bill of Rights, addresses five basic jurisdictions. Jurisdictions are what determines authority, and authority is what determines rights. You see, healthcare cannot be a right as far as me making you provide it for me because I don't have jurisdiction over you. Now, where the rights of healthcare, and this currently is being violated in our country, is that you should be able to dictate your healthcare. In other words, it should not be dictated to you what doctor you go to, what procedure you can have, not have. You should be the one making those decisions from that standpoint rather than someone else making it. You have the right to make those calls. But under the present scenario, that's not really what's happening completely. That is a right, but not a right to make sure we have it. Now, should people have health care? Ought people to have health care? Absolutely. We should be able to find a way. But that's different than calling it a right. Because at that point, we muddle the works and we muddy the waters. Rights have to do with things that you have control of. And you're not supposed to have control of other people. Government is not supposed to have control of other people. Even religion is not supposed to have control of other people. The most basic form of jurisdiction is the individual jurisdiction. That's why America has such an individualism, because all liberty comes down to the individual. Because, again, jurisdiction determines authority. Authority is the power to decide. It is the power to decide. You see, in this, let's look at a couple examples here. You see, the family is recognized by our Constitution as the basic unit of society. It is empowered that what happens in that home, now again, obviously there has to be limitations. We're talking about things being the way they should be, no abuses or anything like that. Then at that point, that family is supposed to be able to dictate their own affairs, because that's their jurisdiction. That's why there's no unlawful search and seizures. That's why the property cannot be invaded without a warrant, so forth and so on. Why? Because that's that family's jurisdiction. And as such, the children and the upbringing of the children are under the jurisdiction of the parents. And you see, one of the things that's happening in our world today, more and more, the upbringing of the children is being pushed more and more into the government's hands. And that is a total violation of that jurisdiction. Now, you say, well, why is it being done that way? Well, there's some honorable reasons that it's done, because some people just don't take care of business. But at the same time, there's some dishonorable reasons why. Because some people like to have control and they want to make sure things are dictated and society is shaped in a certain way. That's a dishonorable way to end up doing that. But the bottom line is, who's supposed to make the decision? You see, now our rule number five is respect proper authority. That comes down to these jurisdictions. Rule number six is empower those involved. Because you see, what it comes down to, if we take these common sense laws for government and we begin to apply them to situations, then the jurisdictions and respecting those proper authorities tells us who makes the call. Which what that does is it dictates to us how we need to go about it. See, again, let's take everything with COVID. See, now, it's not that people aren't dying from it. It's not that people aren't being hospitalized from it. It is something, a lot of people have died. But when you violate the jurisdictions and you just ignore it and say, well, this is just the way it is because this is that circumstance, no, the Constitution doesn't give a provision for that. That's not a part of the mix. What you have to do is you have to move to rule number 6, which is empower those who are involved. You've got to empower those who are involved. In other words, if let's take Thanksgiving that just went by and how many people you were told you could have at your house. See, bottom line, that is not the civil government's jurisdiction. Now, if that is an issue, then information needs to be provided. You need to empower those involved. Empower them with information. Decide to do things that will give that and empower their ability to make decisions. Because here's part of the problem. When you do not empower people to make decisions, but you make it for them, you're causing them to become immature. And we can see the results of that in our society virtually everywhere you turn, because people are making decisions for everybody, and now you got people that can't hardly even make a decision about a lot of things, and their approach to things is so immature in a lot of ways. You have to empower those involved. The jurisdiction determines who makes the call. Now, at that point, again, let's take Thanksgiving. The family, those that have the house, they're the ones need to make the call. Now, the civil government, who has information, needs to provide that information and let people know and let people understand things, you know, the facts and so forth and so on, which while I'm at it, I'll just throw this out. You can go on to our website, rayeppertonpolitics.com. There's recently, I think it's called the Great Barringer Declaration, where medical people, doctors, nurses, epidemiologists, from all spectrums politically, have basically looked at the last year of information about COVID. And because we're about a year away from it, when it started out in China, it's been about a year now. They've looked at that information, here's the facts, here's the figures, here's what should be done based on this year of information. Now, at that point, you read it. It's amazing to read some of it. It's amazing to hear. There's parts of it that, in all honesty, some of it is a lot less than I thought, and some of it's a lot worse than I thought as I was reading that. But at that point, they're providing information and advice. And ultimately, that's what civil government should be doing in those situations so that people can make their decisions. Now, you say, but what if somebody makes a wrong decision? Well, it won't be the first time. But at the same time, if the possibility of somebody making a wrong decision is a reason to take away the ability to decide. See, here's where this becomes a big rock. If a person's possibility of making a wrong decision is a reason to take the right to make the decision away from them, we have totally moved away from liberty to tyranny. At that point, there are a group of people who, quote, know all the right decisions, and then we've got to do what they say, and there is no liberty at all. No, the Founding Fathers understood there has to be jurisdictions that are well-defined, well-understood, and there does have to be cooperation between these jurisdictions. They really are supposed to work together, as it says, for the common good. That's what it's supposed to be about. So again, the jurisdiction determines who's supposed to make the decision. All other jurisdictions are supposed to provide advice. Well, stay with us through these messages, and we'll be back in just a little bit.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977. producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at augustaseed.com or call 540-255-5903.
Nance Pest Control, your source for pest control, water treatment, mold and mildew remediation, and home inspections. You can trust their licensed and trained professionals. They also do crawl space encapsulation. Do you know what's in your crawl space? Contact Nance Pest Control at 540-337-7100 or find them on the web at nancepestcontrol.net.
Are you looking for a place where your kids can play competitive sports in a positive environment? If so, check out ACT Sports. They offer a variety of recreational and travel sports year-round for ages 6 to 18. For more information, visit them at playactsports.com. That's playactsports.com. ACT Sports, equipping athletes to soar.
Beverly Hawkins at Klein May Realty has been part of the real estate industry since 1994, having been licensed in several states, including Maryland, Florida, Tennessee, and Virginia. Beverly brings a wealth of knowledge and understanding to your real estate experience. Contact Beverly Hawkins for all your real estate needs at 540-609-4669 or email beverly.hawkins@kleinmay.com.
Right, we're back, and again today we're talking about big rocks. This is Ray Eppert, you're listening to Ray Eppert on Politics, and again, this is a program where we look at current events, things that are happening, and we try to look at them through what I call common sense rules for government. And today we've been particularly looking at two of those rules, and that is rule number 5, which is respect for proper authority. And then number 6, empower those who are involved. Jurisdictions determine who has the right to decide. Empowering those involved are the process that those who are not decision makers at that juncture. In other words, if I have liberty, if I am actually the one that gets to choose, you can endeavor to influence me. There's nothing wrong with you endeavoring to influence me. There are some today that think if you're trying to influence somebody, you're trying to take their liberty away. No, you're just endeavoring to influence, as long as you don't get into bullying. And it's amazing to me how many people that are anti-bullying that use bullying tactics. That just really shocks me a lot. But if you listen to them talk about things you shouldn't do and that bullies do, and then watch what they do, you will see a lot of those same tactics there. But the jurisdiction determines who gets to decide. All the other jurisdictions then have to move into a place of influence. And that's where you have to empower people with information, knowledge, understanding, so that they can exercise their liberty. Now, there's a couple of stories that I do want to bring out at this point, again, with understanding proper authority and respecting proper authority. See, I don't have a problem with listening to civil government as long as civil government stays within its jurisdiction according to the Constitution. But one case that happened recently was in New York. Again, seems like New York's doing a lot of things, where a health inspector showed up at a place of business and was beginning to proceed to do some things. The owners of the establishment told them to leave, which was within their rights to do that. The inspector chose not to do it. So the owners called the law enforcement. They called the police. The police arrived and they said, we have the right to deny her access to here, and we want you to make her leave now. And so there was a discussion there for a while. Eventually, law enforcement escorted the inspector out. Now, at that point, it wasn't like a health inspector for a restaurant. It was just looking at things, determining things, And you see, at that point, it was private property. Private property. See, private property matters. See, if private property means you're the one that makes the decision about that, you make the call, you make the decision, your home is your private property. Now, if you're not violating, again, other people's jurisdiction, then at that point, according to the Constitution, the government is not supposed to come in and do certain things. And at that point, that's where they, again, they withstood her, and actually law enforcement did escort her off. And by that, that is the process that legally should have happened. Because in this, again, it is, well, let me just be kind of straightforward to this. It's not necessarily that blunt. I start to say blunt. But you see, there's a whole lot of things being presented to us now on the concept, and this is some people's big rock. Everything has to be decided based on the lowest common denominator. In other words, we need to approach everything, and the government needs to approach everything like everybody is a fool, that everybody is an idiot, that nobody knows how to take care of themselves. Well, I understand there are people that don't know how to take care of themselves. I understand there are people that are fools. They're idiots in how they handle things. But that is not, our government is not supposed to function based on the lowest common denominator. At that point, the concept of functioning off the lowest common denominator will take away individual liberties. It will take away family liberties. It will take away religious liberties. It will take away corporate liberties. And it will turn our civil government from a limited government into a tyrannical government. Because at that point, then the elite have to decide for all the dummies from that standpoint. And it's not supposed to function off of the lowest common denominator. It's supposed to function off of the concept that individuals have liberty. And you see, the word liberty also means you have responsibility. You have responsibility. If you have liberty and you have a right, then there is a responsibility that goes along with that. You see, it's like in the business world. You should never have responsibilities without having matching authority to actually accomplish those responsibilities. In this case, the liberty matches the level of responsibility. And if you diminish the responsibility, you diminish the liberty. You diminish the choice. If you're taking away, and that's one of the things in these big concepts, these big rocks, we've got to understand that when groups are taking away individual responsibility from people under the guise of basically this lowest common denominator, under the guise that, well, we've got to protect those who can't protect themselves. Well, then just make those rules for those type of people. Don't apply them to everyone. Because soon as you drop the responsibilities, you drop the liberties. And at that point, when you drop the liberty, then you drop your freedom. You drop basically everything that this country was founded. See, one of the things that we sometimes forget, I think it's been 240 some years since 1776. And those folks, in which the Constitution was written in the 1790s, but those people had lived under a tyrannical government. They'd lived under a king. They lived under a government that, even though they allowed them to vote, they could vote. And see, this is something a lot of people don't know. The majority of the colonies had outlawed slavery prior to the Revolutionary War. But King George overturned all of those legislative decisions when you read the grievances that the founders put in there about the decisions of elected officials being overturned, that's primarily the ones that they were referring to. Now, there were two colonies that didn't do that and didn't want it at that point, and so they kind of prohibited a lot of things from getting in there that was the real issues in the discussions. If you go back and you look at the history of that point, you will see that, because that was actually done by the majority of the colonies at that time. But King George overturned it. He was tyrannical. They were accustomed to a government that had authority to do whatever it thought was best. And the bottom line is now we're being given this concept, and this is a big rock on the other side that we have to be concerned about. Well, we need to listen to the experts. Well, yes, we need to listen, but the experts are not the ones who are supposed to make the decisions. The experts do not have jurisdiction over my life. That's not the case. You see, one of the easiest ways to recognize this concept was that the president of the United States is known as the commander-in-chief. They did not want a military person in charge of the military, because at that point, you see, military people think in military terms, and they have military objectives. And they could be more prone to sending people into battles and into wars than somebody that's got a kid that might end up having to go. Somebody that's just a family person, maybe owns a business. They know these types of things. They actually set it up so that a general that was in the military would not be the president. Now, a general that leaves the military can end up becoming the president, but at that point, he's not in it. He's actually in a civilian life. They didn't want military decisions, the major ones, being made by a military person. The same thing is true, that same principle applies in all of these other areas. We don't need people dictating, even though they are an expert, because there's always more than one issue. And every case is not the same. And people need to have the right to be informed, and that's really the purpose of the press, the media, is to give people what they need to know. Not what they want them to know, but what they actually need to know about things, to give them information from both sides so that they can make up their own mind. Not just give them one set of an agenda, because right now that's really kind of where our media is. You got one side, they're only given this view. You got another group that's only given this other view. And the bottom line is none of the press is really doing what they were supposed to be doing with the Constitution. They're not really informing the public properly. Giving the information is what they're supposed to do from both sides, so that you can empower those who are involved so that they can make informed decisions. You see, when we begin to have a populace that is an informed citizenry, then better decisions can be made. And at that point, you actually have less government influence, because the bottom line is, I don't care what party you're of, your party and the other party both need to be watched. You should never trust anyone in power without verification. That's just the bottom line, because power is something that is typically something people want to retain. And very often, people are willing to do a lot of things they shouldn't do in order to keep it or to expand it. You should always be leery. You know, I used to see on a lot of cars a bumper sticker. And at that point, I thought, you know, I don't disagree with it, but there's parts of it I don't like. I believe in respecting authority. But the bumper sticker was question authority. You know, the sad part of it is I don't hardly ever see any of those bumper stickers anymore. And I'm more at the point that you need to question authority. You just need to question it. Is it functioning within the big rocks that produce liberty? Is it doing what it needs to be doing? Is it overstepping? Or is it not stepping up? We need to look at those things, and government needs to be held accountable. I told some people the other day, there's just not enough politicians going to jail for my taste. And so, but with that, it's not that just everybody needs to go, but the bottom line is, it just doesn't hardly happen anymore where there's consequences in the political realm for anything anybody does. Well, if there's no consequences, then there's no justice. And that's the third part of our big principles: equality, liberty, and justice. There's two sides to justice. One is getting what you deserve, and the negative is sometimes people getting what they deserve. You can't have justice without having both sides of that. Well, we'll take a break right here, and we'll come back and finish this up in just a moment.
Nance Pest Control, your source for pest control, water treatment, mold and mildew remediation, and home inspections. You can trust their licensed and trained professionals. They also do crawl space encapsulation. Do you know what's in your crawl space? Contact Nance Pest Control at 540-337-7100 or find them on the web at nancepestcontrol.net.
Are you looking for a place where your kids can play competitive sports in a positive environment? If so, check out ACT Sports. They offer a variety of recreational and travel sports year-round for ages 6 to 18. For more information, visit them at playactsports.com. That's playactsports.com. ACT Sports, equipping athletes to soar.
Beverly Hawkins at Klein May Realty has been part of the real estate industry since 1994, having been licensed in several states, including Maryland, Florida, Tennessee, and Virginia. Beverly brings a wealth of knowledge and understanding to your real estate experience. Contact Beverly Hawkins for all your real estate needs at 540-609-4669 or email beverly.hawkins@kleinmay.com.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977. Producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at augustaseed.com or call 540-255-5903.
We're back, and we'll kind of wrap up with this segment, kind of summarize some things that we have talked about again today. What we have looked at is what we call the big rocks. We got to put the big rocks in first. And with that, that means we've got to focus first on the big concepts, because that provides the framework for us to put everything else in. You see, it's like if you're building a house, you end up having to do the, you got to do the framing. You got to give it structure. It's the big concepts that give structure. If all you deal with are the small issues, then all you have is chaos and you have a mess. And especially if you're talking with someone, if you're discussing political issues with somebody, what we really need to gravitate toward is those big rocks, those big ideas, those big concepts. A lot of times right now, in the chaos, in the mess, you know, the room that doesn't have any order or form to it, then there's a lot of disagreement on how to rearrange things. But if we can begin to establish the big rocks, again, going back and using the analogy of a home, at that point, all right, this room is going to be the kitchen, all right, this room is going to be the bathroom, this room is going to be the living room. Then at that point, those big rocks make a whole lot of decisions for you. One of the key things of organization and management is to put things in place that make decisions for you. It helps keep it organized. And when it comes to our life in this country, in this nation, we've got to formulate those big rocks and really discuss those issues. Discuss those big rocks: equality, liberty, justice. We need to also understand jurisdictions. We need to also understand the responsibility of people who are not the decision makers within a particular jurisdiction to appropriately be influencers, but not usurp the authority, not usurp the decision-making authority in that jurisdiction, in that person's life, that family's life, that religious organization's functioning. We need to understand how all of those things are supposed to work together. When we do that, then everybody feels respected. See, one of the big problems that we have right now in our country is probably, I'll just venture that I'm wrong to a degree here, but I would put it at probably a good 99 point something percent of people in the United States feel disrespected on some level at this point. And as long as the discussions are being held within the framework that creates that disrespect. See, the disrespect really comes down to when you violate my jurisdiction, when you're violating what I'm supposed to have control over, you're violating what I should be able to determine for myself. And at that point right now, as we're debating all of these things, it ends up leaving that situation of, I don't respect you, you don't know what you're doing, you don't know what decision you need to make. No, when we understand jurisdictions, hey, it's your call. I might not agree with you, but that's your jurisdiction. I want to influence you along this path, but it's your call. We will have a much more respectful environment. Well, that finishes us up for today. Again, if you want to listen to this or share it with someone, you can go to rayeppertonpolitics.com, to our website there. This program, other programs are there, along with some other articles, information that can help you and hopefully be a blessing to you. And with that, we have a lot of different teachings, and there's things that's going to be coming along that line. And we're actually going to have some special things coming up very shortly, some special guests, even some things that are happening politically here locally that you need to know about. All righty, we'll see you next week, and invite some friends as we go away to listening to Louis Armstrong.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.